everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Audible Sounds. You can catch us every Thursday at 4 p.m. We're going to go out with Ugandan grindcore artist Duma. And that's all been here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
This is chop chop pop 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 knock cop stop pop lock cop cop drop dop through drop flop flop glop glop poop pop pop knock cop loop lop mop pop pop glop poop pop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop slop snoop sop stoops drop swap swoop swap top. Thank you.
wonders now. No, 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 no. We're all no hit. We're all no hit wonders now. No, 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 no. We're all no hit. We're all no hit wonders now. No, 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 no. We're all no hit. We're all no hit wonders now. No, 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 no hit.
Can't stop, stop, stop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
That came before, threw away the shame. inside the truck. It's not very loud, but it does do its intended job. Okay. Sounds like inside the truck. It's not very loud, but it does do its intended job. Okay. Drive.
I like
it. And we should.
Shop is human music for human.
I'll tell you something. I don't know how to say many things in Swedish. I can look at a girl and say...
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Stop, 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 chop, chop.
Did you kill it? Can you hit it again? I don't mean to be mean. Hit it again. Make sure it's dead, dead.
Penetrate. See. box.
What do you mean?
Because there's not enough water in there. If you want to wash your box, you gotta lay on your stomach.
This is the concert from May 5th, 1978 in Brussels.
Albuquerque rotates, Dirk swing his,
lingers in his pellets. Albuquerque rotates, Dirk swing his, lingers in his pellets. Albuquerque rotates, Dirk swing his, lingers in his pellets.
F1, F2, F off, FF, F off, F off, 2F off, F2, F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia. F off, back to Russia.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
My family had little or no influence on me choosing this as a career. They were very supportive, but I never sang in church. I used to sing in school choirs and college choir. And then in 71, I was asked to join the New Direction, which was a group out of Washington, D.C., headed up by Dick Morgan, a wonderful pianist. I joined the group and I really like being on the road. I like singing professionally.
The late Phyllis Linda Hyman, jazz and R&B artist. Diva, a reference made to a female performer, usually an opera singer, and the popular vernacular of the music business, particularly in black music circles. The term diva takes on a whole nother meaning. It implies that a female artist is demanding, difficult, uncompromising, and inflexible. It can also be considered a term of endearment, referring to the incredible talent they possess, making them a cut above the rest. In addition to these diva qualities, Hyman was very elegant, statuesque, radiant, photogenic, and jazzy. She was truly a sophisticated lady. Hyman began her career as a silky voice, jazz-influenced singer, and gradually moved into slick, heavy-produced urban contemporary ballads and light dance songs. She won a music scholarship, the first given by a business school, and in 1971, she began her professional career with the group New Direction. When the group broke up after a national tour, she joined the Miami ensemble All the People. In 1974, she appeared in the movie Lenny. When Hyman committed suicide at the age of 45 on June 30 of 1995, she closed the book on a career that had long been deeply appreciated by connoisseurs of romantic jazz and R&B singing. A commanding physical presence and riveting stage performer, she was a tragic figure beset by personal problems. Never quite achieving the popularity that her gifted talent seemed to justify, she nevertheless left behind a legacy of deeply felt recordings and unforgettable live performances. I'm Johnny O. Hanson, Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, a tribute to the late Phyllis Hyman, In Black America.
Somewhere in my to me, somewhere in my lifetime, somewhere in my lifetime, I have kissed your lips, lips so tender. They've been kissing me. They were visions. Oh, so long ago. You know, memories come.
Cooking, cleaning, and sleeping. And not in that order. Sleeping, 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 cooking a little bit. No, I have a lot of interests, as most people do.
I mean, recording is not your whole life.
Oh, please.